Ne güzel.
Hayır, bir buz var.
Has he going to produce the children which is necessary for a married woman? What to who? For who? He's wrong. That's why he's introducing people to get a certain what the guru they don't know. It's ridiculous. And he doesn't belong to any one of them. It's not that he belongs to it. And he's recommending people to the people whom he doesn't follow, he doesn't believe. How is that the initiation? In the sastra, you can initiate somebody beyond 8 years. Start from 8 years. And they're initiating children. How is that Vedic? Not the scripture. That government marriage book should be. You collected the Grihastha and you read. You collected one book from me, you read.
Yes.
Maharaj mentioned that. It's eight. From eight. The person should know the person I'm
dealing with. Taking all the way.
Yes.
Like Roman Catholic, Christianity also now. The Pentecostal said, the Roman Catholic baptism, once you are born, that it is not born of God, but the person does not know.
Yes.
He has to be conscious, so he has to be baptized.
Yes. What relationship I have with you? Is it wrong? Like here, many children, they have to come directly to prayer and tell them, this is my guru. They should come to a level to do that. This is my guru. How they will choose that? Is the Christian detecting to them that this person is a good and they follow. The first time I experienced, I was wondering, how can a child do this? I said, well, when you grow, you will change. And they have grown, they are not changing. And many here in Mauritius, in India, in Brazil, one small boy just told his mother, ah, mommy, I know my guru. Sure, who is a guru? They went to the altar. Her aunt got initiated from me. So she took the aunt and what her mother to the altar, see my guru. So they were telling me, I was looking at the boy. It's a small boy. So how can this boy, this one is a joke. The boy grew with it till today. This is my guru. I said, okay, let me wait when he grows. No. He still maintain it. Not parent choosing, the child picked by himself. Her own mother has a different guru, who is a Brazilian, but he didn't take from there. So, this is Vera Prabhu and Andra Ashton is wrong.
Not even only that. Patita Pavan is doing in Ababu. Gandiva is doing in in Aurangabad.
His son, he met me, I don't want to say Krishna that.
Yes.
He wrote him. He came to meet me in Benin City there. Sometimes he has been coming there. So one day he came to me and brought this issue. I told him, If you want to be accepted as an ISKCON devotee, then you have to take this from ISKCON. He said, how? You have initiated. Gandiva, the father, is initiated. I said, who authorized your father to initiate? He said, Bhaktipada. I said, where is the letter from Bhaktipada that authorized? How many people Bhaktipada told that he has appointed this person to initiate on his behalf? How many people? The Goswami, whom he gave initiation, Chintamani Goswami, he didn't tell him to initiate. is a person who didn't initiate the Goswami that is going to ask me to initiate. This is common sense. Chintamani Goswami, Bhatia didn't tell him to initiate.
He's not initiating.
He's not initiating. How is it, what is so special in the father that he has been authorized to initiate for him? So he said, he said, he's a devotee. I'm not doubting
that. Have you seen Gandiva himself recently?
No. I saw him long time.
Gandiva has almost 1.5 hands now. They matched him. His one hand is gone. So that text is very appropriate.
Yes.
They matched him there in the village. He has 1.5 hands. And Abbasu, where Padita is near Runigwe, they are just close to each other, they have Tago.
Very dangerous.
I was telling one Prabhu, I was discussing with this man. He was asking how is he preaching in Africa. I said it's very tough. Very tough. Because we have the opposing elements. Christians are like this.
Heavy.
Muslims like this.
Yes, heavy.
So if you are not heavy, you can't preach. Yes. They will just convert you.
Yes.
Not like Christian here. These are not Christians. This one I go to preach to Christian. Nobody, no single person will challenge me in Nigeria. They lose the scripture. They know this one, they don't know anything, they just say Christian. They know the Bible. Yes.
And they are very rich.
Yes.
Very opulent. Imagine pastor who is using jets.
Three.
Wow.
Three.
When you say,
one person.
Go and Google in the richest pastors in Africa. They are from Nigeria.
Yes.
Richest pastors in Africa. They are from Nigeria.
Welcome to the West. Welcome.
Fooling people. You are not eating, but you must take money to church.
Yes.
Must.
They are thieves. All of them are thieves.
You guys are very convenient. That is, your circumstance is very comfortable. No challenge.
The line
is the challenge. Hey, you can make everybody devotee here.
In India, I wonder if preaching in Maharaj, preaching is very difficult. I was just looking at him. I didn't say anything, I was just looking at him. Preaching in India, it's very difficult, you know. Preaching is very difficult. And if you go to Africa, how will you survive there? One day. One day.
Well, my concern is themselves. How will they know? And the people who are following them, how will they know? Because like the blind leading the blind,
yes,
they are going to the pit.
Yes.
I was telling Damoda, the last time I spoke with Damoda, after the last meeting, I was telling him, why is it that you are not in this relationship? I was asking, so why? And finally I said, make sure you don't make the same mistake your parents made. I told him this. I said, I'm not saying because of any reason, but I understand that you could have been better with the situation you are in now.
Yes.
If you have taken shelter of a group in ISKCON, your life would have been different. But you are in the greatest confusion. And he's really confused.
Yes. He told me. One day on his phone, he came to me and he was telling me that initiation he got that he didn't consider it initiation. I said, why? So how can he be initiated by a person who he don't know? I said, oh. Then go and tell your parents, not you.
I didn't even like initiated. I thought Damoda has been his name from childhood.
All of them. Jamuna, all of them.
Initiated.
Oh.
Wow. That is suicide.
So I told him something that he didn't know. It's a long time back. I say the reason why I pity a friend, I don't talk to them because I know their situation. That is why I'm keeping quiet. Their mother came to me personally and told me that I should please go and talk to your father. Abimaya could be going to convince him to take initiation from Bonyamot. I went to Kaduna. And when I say the temple, he went there and said the name was that his business was running on that. He went to take one common hotel that is cheap so he can stay there. He was staying there, not in the temple. He took me days to be able to trace.
Where
he is. Yes. So finally we met him. So I was talking to him, we discussing, then I finally brought it in. So Prabhu, I didn't mention his wife. Till today he didn't know.
Who told you?
Yes. I said, I know Abhimanyu Prabhu is very, very cunning, yes. Very intelligent. He's a good talker. And I'm sure we'll be talking about this thing, that thing. I remember I submitted a list that contains a name to Gurudev. And he looked at the list. So many names are there. And he pointed hand to your name. In the list, the candidate finished it. I presented to Gurudev. He was looking at it and he pointed, why this person is not here? I didn't tell him anything. He said, why this person is not here? It was not in my mind. I didn't have anything in my mind. So I have no answer. So he laughed and he told me there is a reason why they are not here. And the next day they didn't come for the initiation. So I never forget that. So there is something, and what could be that thing? That somebody is indoctrinizing, but these con gurus, they are not perfect. So, different powerful personalities. You say, oh, Prabhu, why can he talk like this? Why can? So am I a small boy that if you think that you come to Isaiah Prabhu, I didn't say it like that. But this is the truth I'm trying to explain to you. Prabhu was angry with me and he spoke to me. I didn't say anything again. I have told him what I have in mind. I left him. He talked to me. I said, I'm sorry, but I thought I should tell you what is in my mind. And what I did. I came all the way from Lagos looking for you. This will help me. I left, but then what happened? The wife who told me, join him, they all took the session with all the children. I didn't say anything. So I have never discussed this thing with you. You came to meet me, that is why I'm telling you this. Your decision cannot be decision because, like you yourself said, you don't know him and he doesn't know you. So what's the relationship between you and him? How will you make advancement with the person who have no connection with you? You don't have any connection with him, you don't know him. What is happening with you, he doesn't know. But here, people who are taking care of you know you completely from beginning to the end. They are not qualified to initiate you. But the person does not know you is qualified to initiate. This is not a wonderful thing. You should tell the authority. So they are just hanging. So I told him I know the reason why this happened, because as some as I spoke to a parent. And because it is the same language he entered in mind. That is what happened. Not because it was a philosophical reason. Yes. Yes. There was nothing like that. He said yes. So this time he came to meet me, some of the were asking him why didn't that is your question. It's not my question, so very, very dangerous.
Prabhupada mentioned saints and swindlers, cheaters and cheaters. So these people now, what is their own situation? Is it a conscious thing that they are experiencing it? Or it is a karmic pattern they are experiencing it? Why should they be subjected when they have the options?
Yeah. I would say that it is their own lack of knowledge. If they know this philosophy like this, what would lead them to remain there? After knowing this, who will remain there? I will tell you clearly, I'm sorry, this is not my choice. It is my parents' choice, which is not suitable for me. So, I'm not. Even in India, I was discussing this with a student, Bhattacharya student. Because this issue of bogus guru came inside, so we're discussing that. I will give you some example. This very funny, this is even in India. Very funny. Ramdev, yeah, this is the Ramdev Baba. Ramdev Baba. He will announce for program when people are there, he will come to preach. After his preaching, a servant has already brought the water. Which water? Nobody knows. So he will come down from his... He will take the water. The servant will carry water from... Because it's a big hall, full of people, he will take water. All of you are initiated, they are my disciples. And then you go back to Dasana, so all of you look on the screen. A Gayatri Mantra for Durga is there, for Ganesh is there, for Lord Shiva is there, for Kali is there. Put all of them there. And see, all of you look on the screen. Any Gayatri Kuti is suitable for you. Take that one, but don't tell each other. That is your Gayatri Mantra. I got you first and second is there. And people there. They feel yes, I'm initiated. This is foolishness. A person who knows will not accept it. So I feel that it is their choice. Krishna is fulfilling by using the cheaters to keep them very ignorant. That is important, this discussion we're having, it's important for the devotee to know this. To be chaste, loyal to good parampara. To be chaste. Not jumping from here and there, for this Swami, do that Swami.
Swamis are
even,
otherwise, we don't go to church.
You get one disciple, the reaction that you get. That is when you are authorized. When you are authorized, the fans are authorized. The reaction that you carry. So just imagine what would happen to the person
not authorized.
At the initiation, that's in the narrow. After initiation, I entered the car. From where we conduct the initiation to the ashram, where we stay. Very short distance. although that so many people surrounded me with God. And I was at on the bridge. The back is blocked and the front is blocked with this. People were gone, pointing all from the front and from the back. Two times. And that one is momentarily, so I just woke up. Continue the night. Serious one. This one, we even came close to each other. So I was laughing. So what he asked me, what is your experience? I said, you want to know the experience? You really want to take it in just to hear it. Then you just basically for you to hear it. Risky. Risky business. Don't you see? In the past, five disciples, one, two, three, five, in the maximum. Not more.
One.
Yes. It's only but this is another such Goswami who introduces this. Yes. And he has 64 temples. So it's still in India, only one is outside India, Burma. And then Srila Prabhupada took it from them. All over the all over the world. I think the Prabhupada Swami, I think his number should be, I calculated last year it was 37,000. Now it should be 37,000. Yes. That was 2 years ago we calculated this.
Still expanding.
Yes. There is more than that now. My second is Dharma Maharaj. He has more in cooperation. They are the top most. The Pataka Maharaj first, Dharma Maharaj is second. In cooperation. Back to China. Yes, they are the top most. It's a pity that they are doing this havoc for themselves, especially against the people who they are. So yesterday, when we came back from there, I saw look at that Prabhu message, psychology. Because he was in a nice psychology. So we discussed with Dubara. So I discussed it before we left. So yesterday I asked him. So he said, going there to meet the Indian man who supported him with the donation. So we should go and meet the man and tell him this, so he should know. You cannot open, not even the setting now. The next thing he did now is so open new ISKCON. Print the report. How can you open a society inside someone's society? Why is that? You know the case at all. They take this to law. In the court, you open a society inside someone's society.
They call the fella's case the republic within a republic. Yes. Demolitions.
Yes.
Demolitions. I need to run a republic inside a republic.
That is material. This one is more dangerous because it has both material and spiritual implications.
Consequences.
Yes. Very dangerous. I say, yes, you should let him talk to him. He should carefully help himself by withdrawing from this Otherwise, you will
face the consequence.
Yes.
Imam Maharaj said, Krishna will play along your Maya.
Yes.
He will be in your Maya, and Krishna will be next.
Yes.
Every step. But in the end, Krishna is all waiting for the time to smash you.
Yes. He's the one who will give you intelligence and go with the mind. This is what you want, so go. But when we will start suffering for that, you see him there. Yes.
Yes, I'm the normal one.
Yes. Yes. Yes, perfect. And don't do it. What do you see? This is what we call for. So take it.
Devotees found out Bhaktis Saswaru Maharaj's obstacle of devotees. I really appreciate that. And, many devotees fall down due to lack of philosophical clarity.
Yes.
And it is very they don't know.
Yes.
They don't know. Many things is how many years I've stayed in the movement that determines my progress. Or determines how I should be respected and treated. But how much of the philosophy do you know?
And the position also which you are holding. I'm not going to take to the position. We're fasting on the bed there.
I'm waiting for you to complete the speech. You all come to me.
I'll come to you.
Okay. Baba Madhra Guru.